Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Bond tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Gentlemen, here we go. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and on Friday nights, Wayne Allen Root allows yours truly a chance to broadcast from one coast to another on all of the great USA Radio Network stations. It is Friday. It is November 11th, 2022. It is Veterans Day, so a salute to all of our veterans across the country who are listening. As I always say, I am humbled by all that you do for everyone, and I appreciate everything that you do. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and he is pushing the buttons, making it all go on the Friday after the chaos of Election Day. We'll talk a little bit more about the chaos in a bit, but just to start out by saying how in the world we can be here on a Friday afternoon slash evening, and still have no idea about some of the races, some of the counts, some of the numbers, some of the votes. And I heard Wayne talking about this last night and the night before, and he couldn't be more right. It's manipulated. It causes massive suspicion across the entire country, so it's something we have to rectify. I'll talk about that in a bit. A couple things, though, I want to focus in on. I want you all to remember something. We're the majority. I still think that. We are the majority. We don't burn things down. We don't light things up. We don't tear apart buildings. We don't tear apart neighborhoods. We go to work. We support our families. We love America. We protect the unborn. We protect the innocent. We salute the flag. We stand for the anthem. We respect law enforcement, law and order. We obey the law. That's what the majority does. We appreciate the military. We are the backbone of this great country. We believe all lives matter because all lives do matter. We treat everyone with respect, no matter what color their skin is. That doesn't matter to us. But right now, we live in a country where all of the early warning signs point towards fascism. We've got a complete destruction of religion. Gun confiscation. Yeah, they want your guns. There's a disdain for individual rights. There's a control of energy. There's a manipulation of the media. Tell me I'm lying. These are all things that have happened in past countries where they went from one way of life to fascism. It's happening here. They're completely controlling communication, school indoctrination. Try talking to a young kid today and see where they're at, both politically, mentally, socially. Don't you feel like there's an attack on free speech? We've got warrantless spying going on. Some folks say that, you know, people on talk radio stations across the country are screaming that the sky is falling, like Chicken Little, when the sky is not falling. Well, maybe, finally, the sky is, in fact, falling. Having a conversation earlier today on my morning show, and it sort of hit me like a bolt of lightning. Like, I was having a conversation with a couple of callers, and I thought to myself, you know, maybe we've just run our course. Maybe the number of people who are on the take, on the dole, are just beginning to outnumber the number of folks who are actually going to work every day. Maybe as I started this, talking about how we are the people who are actually the silent majority, maybe we're not majority. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was a mistake. Maybe we're the minority. Maybe, in fact, it is that progressive mindset that has become the majority. Because you ask yourself, how can a person like Fetterman get elected? How can some of these other folks in some of these other spots get elected? How does it happen? And then I thought to myself, okay, so look at the perfect example of what Biden tried to do prior to the election. $10,000 student loan bribe. Right? He wanted to give kids $10,000 because they went to school. So on the backs of plumbers and electricians and doctors and lawyers who already paid back their bills, or waitresses or teachers who already paid back their loans, on their backs, my back, your back, he wanted to forgive $10,000 worth of loan debt to students. And what happened? This election, you're going to find out, this election, more young people came out to vote than probably in recent memory, maybe even in our lifetime. And more young women came out to vote, I'm sure, than ever before, because you combine the issue of abortion and the givebacks, the gimme-gimme state, you've got a recipe for a Republican disaster. And that is what happened. Dems bought the youth vote. They promised them $10,000 to $20,000 student loan forgiveness, and they came out in droves. They didn't forgive truck loans. They didn't forgive house loans. They didn't forgive any other loans. They forgave student loans. Brilliant. If you're in office, brilliant to keep the power. And if you notice, conveniently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, it came out that the U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman, who was appointed by Donald Trump, ruled in favor of two borrowers who supported conservatives, saying that the plan was unconstitutional. So another hiccup for the $10,000, $20,000 give back that you're supposed to get. But perfect timing, right? Right after the election, all of a sudden, now maybe the wheels fall off this grandiose plan that General Joe Biden wanted to put into place. Don't forget, listen, the 2020 election, the Democrat Party's platform was to destroy the United States as a global power in 4 years or less. And they're well on their way to doing that, right? It's working pretty well. 5 million illegal aliens across the southern border as we sit right here today. They keep coming. 800 deaths of illegal aliens crossing into the U.S. that we know about. Record numbers of fentanyl overdoses. Your kids are getting hooked on a drug that wasn't even around a decade ago. Record inflation. Record inflation. Yesterday they tried to tell you, oh no, it's dropping. Well, when you drop from 8 to 7.2, it's still inflation. You've still got to pay more for what you're buying than you did the same time last year. Massive failure on the international stage. Countries around the world, allies even, are laughing at us every single day. Arming our enemies like the Taliban with $80 billion in U.S. weapons. Think about this. If you ever feel useless, remember, it took 20 years, trillions of dollars, and four U.S. presidents to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. And now they're armed to the teeth with billions of dollars of our equipment. We've got record corruption at all levels from Biden on down. How about Nancy Pelosi and her drunk husband? Who knows what that whole thing was about, the shenanigans, possibly maybe a gay prostitute or a masseuse. Who knows what that guy was all about? I don't know. Right? Who knows? But they've made tens of millions of dollars on your back, on my back. The corruption is rampant from the top on down. And yes, of course, the biggest of all, destroying, completely destroying the U.S. energy infrastructure. When during Trump's reign, we were 100% self-sufficient. Now, of course, we are down on our knees begging our enemies to help us. All right. Before we get to a break, I have to address this DeSantis / Trump battle that seems to be in its infancy. Beck said this on Twitter earlier. I'm not going to engage in the Trump versus DeSantis fight conservatives are having right now. I am a big supporter of both men, and I urge you not to engage in this. This is what Democrats want, and unlike the Democrats, we are blessed to have two great fighters on the side of freedom. And I like that stance or that position from Beck. The problem is it's impossible to have this party stand strong if both men butt heads, because Trump has such a loyal legion of followers, and DeSantis is building that same type of legion of followers. And if these two heavyweights end up actually in the each other's crosshairs, I can't foresee a situation where the Republican Party in the end is left standing, because I do believe that both sides will take their ball and go home. Like, you can never imagine a situation where Trump endorses DeSantis if they've gone through a primary against each other. I mean, you might be able to see it the other way around. I could see DeSantis endorsing Trump down the road, but never would Trump endorse DeSantis. It would never happen. All right. Once again, let me tell you who I am. My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get this great opportunity, courtesy of Wayne Allen Root, to broadcast from one end of the country to the other on the great USA Radio Network. I appreciate it very much. If you want to reach me, you can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I have a Facebook page. Love to hear from you there. It's Voice of Freedom on Facebook. And you can go back and forth with some of the great listeners on that spot as well. And as I started, just a reminder to all our friends in the military, we thank you very much. This, of course, is Veterans Day. Wherever you might be, a special salute goes from me to all of you out there who have served in the military. I've always said this. I feel, in a way, guilty by not serving. It's one of my regrets. There was a small window of time in my life where I probably could have flipped a switch and went in a different direction and joined the military, even though it would have been a little later joining of the military, probably in my 20s. But it is a regret. And again, I am humbly thanking all of you out there who decided to serve, whether it's my friends in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Space Force, or the Coast Guard. I thank you very much for your service. All right, we'll take our first break. We'll come right back. We do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Vietnam veteran Arthur Wicknick will join us. He's one of my favorites. All that coming up. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
To Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90 $20 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name again is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour Fridays. I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast. Today is Veterans Day. Again, I humbly thank each and every veteran out there listening across this great country. Without you, we would all be nothing. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Of course, it is the week of the election, and we're still trying to put together all of the pieces of this puzzle. Once again, it is still just
insane that we are sitting here waiting almost 4 days later for results to still come in. In fact, that is one of the reasons why I always think that people are going to be suspect of election counts, because it just shouldn't work like this. There's got to be a better way. Even on election night, when you're staring at results and they come in a little at a time, a little at a time, then there's a dump, then there's a little, then there's nothing for hours. And then here we are again, like I said, on Friday, still waiting for results to come in from different parts of the country, and it makes everybody suspicious. So that being said, there is an interesting story about a dead man in Pennsylvania that got elected. Maybe you missed that. Democrat Tony DeLuca, the longest-running Pennsylvania state representative at 39 years, died last month at the age of 85. He battled lymphoma, but according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because of his recent death, election authorities were unable to change the ballots, and many voters chose him over the Green Party challenger, Kiana Livingston. So a dead guy, it's not the first time this happened, but a dead guy in Pennsylvania wins a state rep seat in the House. Now, this says so many different things to me. One, system is slightly flawed. There's got to be a way to figure out how to change the ballots. I guess slightly is the wrong word. It's flawed. But the most egregious of this is the idea that, well, two things. One, they can't find a replacement for him. And two, people in that district voted for a dead guy. They don't know, probably, that he is dead. They don't read the papers. They don't read the internet. They don't listen to the radio or television, because they're oblivious to everything that's not inside their tunnel vision. Or they just walk up to the ballot and they circle in whatever party they have affiliated themselves with, and that's it. And that's a huge problem. That's like a spotlight on the problem of America, when you can actually have a dead guy in 2022, a dead person, get elected. We've got to be better than this. We've got to have better information. We've got to be more diligent in how we actually process it all. Otherwise, you get people in office that are just either terrible human beings, stupid, or only out for themselves, or in some cases, all three, which is the recipe for absolute disaster. I thought I'd bring that up to you here as a sort of like a funny story, but really deep down, not that funny at all. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to hang out with you here on these Fridays. Wayne, again, will be here at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. Still got a lot to get to. Half in the books here. First hour on a Friday. The great show, raw and unfiltered. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like former President Donald Trump is set to announce another run for the White House next week.
That's according to Trump advisor Jason Miller, who spoke to former advisor Steve Bannon. Miller said it's going to be a very professional, very buttoned-up announcement on Tuesday. A Veterans Day observance was held Friday at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the wall memorializes those who defended people they never met during a time of intense polarization in the United States.
It is an extraordinary act to put on the nation's uniform, leave the safety of your home, deploy to a war zone in a foreign land, and fight for the freedom of someone else.
The NFL is set to honor the late John Madden on Thanksgiving Day. Madden died last year at the age of 85. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. And seeing it's Veterans Day, we'd like to bring on one of our favorite people. One of our favorite veterans. He is a Vietnam veteran. He is a author of a book called Nonsense, which is a fantastic read if you can go and get it. He was featured on the History Channel as part of their documentary about the Vietnam War. If you want to talk to him, you can call in 833-927-8255. And we do have a couple people on hold already to chat with my friend Arthur Wicknick, Vietnam veteran. We'll first go to Connecticut, where Hayward is waiting.
Hello, Arthur. So, for most of my generation, the Vietnam War era folks are our grandparents. But for me, my father actually had kids pretty late in life, and he was of service age at the time. He was going to high school, and he was nearly drafted. It always goes a bit over my head. He was late on turning in some papers, and when he turned it in, he said, the recruitment officer said, well, you're 1A select. And he said, what does that mean? He said, well, if there's 100 guys, I mean, you go first. And he was lucky enough to have been missed in that round, but two of his friends were drafted. One of them was a cook in Saigon, which, you know, most people might think is a safe role, but fortunately for him, a mortar went through one of the skylights right into his kitchen.
Wow.
And his other friend was a door gunner on a Huey. And those of you listening familiar with the Huey, there's a certain angle of engagement if you're strapped into your harness that you can do, but you can get a little bit more if you're not strapped in. And that was this guy's tactic, and I guess they took some fire of some kind, and he fell right out the window. Yeah, you know, and so when I talk to Vietnam vets and when I see Vietnam vets, I don't so much see my grandparents. I see people like my father, because, right, you know, my father's an older guy. And that's sort of what brings me to one of my closest relationships with a Vietnam vet. I went to school in Providence, Rhode Island, and I was walking around in the winter, and I saw this one-legged guy just sitting on the side of the road, like, shivering like you wouldn't believe. And I said, hey, let's talk. How are you doing? What's your name? Whatever. I go to my dorm and get him a burger. We start talking. And we were friends for years. And I found out all of his stories. He was in Vietnam for 7 tours. He was one of those guys that, you know, once you're really locked in with your people, you can't go. You have to keep coming back. And he was at the head of a column movement group somewhere in Vietnam, and he saw a child laying in the middle of the pathway. And he said, okay, I'm familiar with this trick now. You know, there's probably a landmine underneath this. So he goes up to try to work on the charge to get it, you know, safe and save this kid. But I guess at this point in the war, the secondary charge beneath the one that you can see was kind of a new thing. And so the child obviously didn't survive, and he was blown up into a tree and lost his leg. And in the ensuing firefight that was happening beneath them, eventually he fell out of this tree and was lucky enough to be on his side of the fighting lines at the time. And, you know, he came back to America. He got the usual treatment of, you know, being spit on and called a baby killer, which for him is an especially ironic thing.
Right.
And, you know, he tried to make a really good life for himself, but every step of the way, just one thing or the other went wrong. And because our country, more often than not, is so inconsiderate to veterans, especially of that era, he just fell through the cracks every step of the way. You know, this is the guy who built a business for himself. He was a oyster farmer out in Matunuck, or one of those areas in Rhode Island. And he was living in an apartment that wasn't maintained by his landlord, and he fell through the floor on Thanksgiving night onto his neighbor's dinner table. His back was broken. He was paralyzed for a very long time. He lost his entire fleet because he couldn't pay the docking fees. Eventually, these things just keep snowballing, and he ends up in, like, you know, government housing surrounded by a bunch of drug addicts, you know, really difficult situation. Just things just kept going wrong for this guy. And, you know, we really tried to do everything we could to, like, make a little bit of something happen better for him at the end of his life, because unfortunately, like a lot of Vietnam era folks, he was exposed to a boatload of Agent Orange. So his whole body was, you know, something of a tumor by the time I met him, and it was only getting worse. And his benefits only kicked in the last couple months of his life. You know, it's so unfortunate to see how much folks slip through the cracks.
The one of the things about the VA, you know, I've had fairly good luck with the VA. You know, there was a, about 10 years ago when I first went there for benefits, there was a big push to assist Vietnam vets because we were treated so poorly. So I cannot complain about my treatment there, especially at the Newington VA. I think they're very good.
Yeah.
Serving in the military was something I did not want to do. I was drafted. But when I look back at it, it was one of the most significant events of my life.
Right.
It really changed me.
Yeah.
Made me a much better person, more mature. I got to meet you. That was the highlight.
While we wait for the phones to reload here, Art, talk to me about what it was like going there, a boy coming back, a man.
It is amazing because I remember I went over in April and no one had a tan. We were all winter. We had our winter complexion.
Sure.
So and shiny boots and our clean jungle fatigues on. So and the guys coming home.
Yeah.
They're all tan. They look rugged.
Yeah.
Some of them are have dirty clothes on because
right.
they came out of the field, and they were different. And I remember how I was. Yeah. I was different. You had a certain flair about you. Not that you were had a bravado or anything,
right.
but you had a different attitude. You had
yeah.
witnessed some things that people never have to witness. You have a lifetime of experiences crammed into a relatively short period of time. So you are different.
What changed life-wise for you? I mean, you went over there maybe with hopes and dreams of what you wanted to be. Did that change when you came back?
Yeah. Well, it changed not because I wanted it to. When I went over, I left a girl behind. We were both planning on getting married as soon as I came home.
Right.
Well, I found out that while I was gone,
yeah.
she found somebody else.
Right.
She dumped me while I was over there. You know, I was heartbroken. So I came home to not her.
Yeah.
You know, just to my family and a couple of guys that I knew. And
right.
I hung around. I became kind of a drunk.
Yeah.
You know, I was miserable.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was all part of the growing up experience. That's part of that's all behind me now. And, you know, my life turned out, you know, much better,
yeah.
obviously.
Well, you picked yourself up, you dusted yourself
yeah.
off. I didn't know if you went there with dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer and came back and said, no, I'm just going to do this, that, or the other.
No, I actually had a good job at Pratt & Whitney Aircraft. That's where I wanted to go back to, which
right.
I spent 28 years there. It was a great place to work. And I went through the ranks. I got pretty good positions there.
Right.
So,
well, listen, Art, I always appreciate you coming on with us. I certainly appreciate it when you come on with the national show and share a story or two about your days in Vietnam. I would like to play something that I play almost every Veterans Day on my morning show. I've heard this maybe 1,000 times, and every time it gives me goosebumps. Ronald Reagan.
A few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did. And memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, There are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. We're surrounded today by the debt of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
The one and only Ronald Reagan and his salute to our great veterans. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root the first hour here on Fridays. You can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. If you want to call in and chat, it's 833-927-8255. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and un... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Apple's the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour comes and goes. One final message about the election on Tuesday and what I took away from it. There are a lot of different reasons why the Republicans didn't get their quote-unquote red wave. I think abortion is number one. I think bad campaigns in some places are on that list as well. I also think there's a mindset change, and it's not for the better here in the great old United States of America. In fact, there's a great quote that says, "The American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money." Nobody is supposed to take care of you. Nobody is supposed to hold your hand through life. If you're lucky enough, you have family that supports you, friends that are there for you, if you're lucky enough. If not, well, it's a cruel world, and it's a tough go, and sometimes it's not for the faint of heart. I firmly believe that the progressive nature of this country, where we have shifted to, is a result of that nanny state mentality. Take care of me. Do something for me. Things are not great for me. Make it better. Government is not supposed to hold your hand through life. It's impossible. It's financially impossible for that to happen. You have to stand up on your own two feet. Otherwise, this great nation, this wonderful experiment in democracy, this republic of freedom, will fade into the oblivion. It will. We will run out of resources. We will be usurped as the greatest nation. Someone else will be the leader. Somewhere along the line, it will happen if we continue on this trajectory. Tuesday was a warning sign, another warning sign, one of many, that the country is headed into a dangerous zone, completely ignoring the fiscal straits that this nation is in. You went to the polls and you said, high inflation doesn't mean anything to us. Digging into our savings isn't that important. It didn't matter to a chunk of Americans that the military is weaker than it was 4 years ago. We don't care that police have been demonized. It doesn't matter to us. That's what you said. You made a conscious decision to give control of your kids to schools and administrations because, well, you say they do it better than you can as parents. Open borders don't matter to me. High taxes don't matter to me. Kids dying in the street of fentanyl overdoses, that doesn't really matter to me. The fact that our grocery store shelves are no longer stocked, not that important. I'll get by. The government will take care of me. Joe Biden will take care of me. Imagine voting for a government that called parents terrorists, that invested in critical race theory, where there was baby formula shortages, open borders, fentanyl deaths, federal spending out of control, defunding the police as a policy, $100 billion to the Ukraine, an Afghanistan disaster, record high gas prices, a flat-out recession, record inflation, and a senile president. Imagine knowing that, going into the voting booth, and voting for it again. Imagine that. It seems absurd. You would think the nation crazy. You would think the nation self-destructive. We have done great things in 245 years. We have built the best infrastructure. We have built the best military, the best economy. We have promoted freedom during all that time. We have been that beacon of light that everybody aspires to become. But we could easily see this greatness slip away. Reagan said it. We're one generation from losing our freedom. It only takes a few missteps, and the whole thing comes crashing down. But imagine here in 2022, we live in a nation that thinks it okay to elect someone who physically and mentally is not capable of doing the job. Think about that. You've got somebody who's now a sitting United States Senator, or soon to be sworn in United States Senator, who just had a stroke, who cannot have a conversation with you without outside help. That's somebody that was voted into the United States Senate on Tuesday. Why don't they just run him for president? If it's such a non-factor, why not? Why not? All right, we got to go. I'm out of time. Thank you, everybody. Music is playing. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.